As high school seniors wait to hear which colleges they've gotten into, a group of highly selective colleges and universities is working on a new application for next year. They hope it'll attract students who might not otherwise apply. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The idea for a new online application was born 2 years ago. That's when the Common Application, which is used by more than 600 colleges, crashed. Admission staff at those colleges spent days scrambling to retrieve students' lost applications. And so 90 colleges and universities, including 9 in Massachusetts, have come up with a new application. The 90 colleges expect the application to be up and running in April, in time for this year's juniors to use it when they apply to college in the fall. Too late for Janae Veal. The Tech Boston Academy senior is done with her college applications. She represents the first generation in her family to go to college, and she found applying stressful.
I wasn't prepared. And I feel like what would be better if, like, high school students were starting off in, like, ninth grade year or something like that, preparing for college.
Starting off in ninth grade is what the new college application is all about. Joy St. John is Dean of Admissions at Wellesley College.
Most times when I go into a high school where there's not a college-going culture, and I ask students about writing essays for college, and I'll say, so you're going to write a reflective essay. Half of them will look at me like I've just used a foreign word, right? They don't even know what a reflective essay is. Well, it'd be a shame to figure out what a reflective essay is in 12th grade.
St. John says it would be great to figure that out in ninth grade. The new application will include a so-called virtual locker where students can keep their work and their schedules and give college admissions officers access to that locker to get advice. For now, a source familiar with the application says it will also include an actual phone app. But the most ambitious goal of the 90 schools committed to using the application is to recruit more high-achieving, low-income students. As director of college programming at Boston Collegiate Charter School, Max George sees how hard it is to persuade qualified, low-income students to apply to highly selective colleges.
Now, I've had to tell kids your homework is to go home, and for the next week, every time you look in the mirror, I want you to tell yourself that you deserve to apply to an Ivy League school. Because they don't believe me sometimes when I tell them.
All Ivy League schools are on the new application, and George hopes that with this application, colleges will be able to let more high-achieving, low-income applicants know that they can afford to go to college.
A lot of qualified kids and a lot of parents of qualified kids don't even realize that these most expensive, most prestigious schools in the country could actually be by far the most affordable for their family.
Janae Veal was able to find scholarships on her own, but she knows many high-achieving, low-income students who were not aware that they could get scholarships until it was too late.
There is such thing as like a scholarships, and you can get, like, there's scholarships everywhere to get, but if you don't know about it, then you wait too long and you don't realize you're waiting too long, and then you end up missing that deadline, and it's like, well, wow, I could have got that. There's like a lack of communication, especially like high-achieving students who are in public schools like this, like, they're really intelligent and they're missing these chances, and it stunts them from growing too.
Veal is waiting to hear where she got in. She hopes to go to Howard University in Washington. And if she gets in, she hopes Howard will offer the financial aid that will enable her to attend. All 90 colleges using the new application are committed to meeting students' full financial need. Because they do not have the large endowments necessary for that kind of commitment, historically black colleges like Howard University are not in on the new application. It's one reason some university leaders are not so sure that the application will increase the diversity of students applying to college. Andrew Flagle, Senior Vice President for Students and Enrollment at Brandeis University, points out that higher-income parents have been able to hire college coaches to help their children write essays and take standardized tests. He worries that starting in ninth grade will not address that imbalance.
Does that, rather than make this all much more accessible and transparent, run the risk on the one side of feeding this frenzy of consultants and individuals working with students even earlier in the game, does that, instead of leveling the playing field, emphasize wealth in the process to an even greater extent?
Some college guidance counselors are also skeptical that an online application can open up opportunities for low-income students. Among them, Vicky Rivera, Director of College and Career Counseling at Boston Green Academy.
My biggest concern is the assumption that technology is going to be available everywhere. Kids who might live in rural areas, that might not be a real possibility. How will they even learn about this possibility for themselves?
Rivera used to look for promising low-income students for Brown University. What she found was that she had to meet the families.
I think of this one student that I had that was an only child, single mom from El Paso. And to this day, she says, you know, Vicky, the only reason I went to Brown was because my mom got to talk to you. You convinced my mom to let her only daughter go to the other side of the country.
Those are the kinds of conversations Sean Logan has had with parents. He used to work in admissions at Williams College. Now he's dean of college counseling at Phillips Academy in Andover. He hopes the new application will improve college's performance in attracting high-achieving, low-income students.
There hasn't been much movement on how do we best help kids from the lowest income brackets apply to college and have more awareness of college. So my hope is that this application, although it's not going to solve that problem, I hope that it can be one tool.
Logan explains that the country's talent pool is increasingly going to be coming from low-income students.
You know, the majority of kids who are going to be coming through the process, who are going to be graduating from high school, are going to be coming from, you know, the bottom half of income in the U.S.
But only 14% of students at the most selective colleges come from the bottom half of American families in income. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.